Welcome back to the Roundtable. The 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival returns to downtown Pittsfield for the fourth year today through February 22nd. The festival features music, theater, dance, film, visual arts, spoken word, comedy, and more, including Barrington Stage Company's 10x10 New Play Festival. The 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival is a collaborative effort spearheaded by Barrington Stage Company and the City of Pittsfield and coordinated through a steering committee that includes the Beacon Cinema, Berkshire International Film Festival, Berkshire Museum, the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, and the City of Pittsfield. Barrington Stage Company's Artistic Director Julianne Boyd joins us now, as does Pittsfield's Director of Cultural Development, Jennifer Glockner. Jennifer and Julianne, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
Oh, our pleasure, please.
We're thank you.
Thrilled to be here with you.
Thank you very much. So, Julie, let's begin with you as far as this is of how this came about and what ultimately in the fourth year you're able to do and how this has grown over that time.
Sure. Well, it came about, I was on a trip to Nantucket with my husband, and I saw this 10x10 art, installation or exhibit. Every single painting was 10x10, and I think each one went from between $25 and $75. And it was just so exciting to see, 10x10 paintings. And I thought, what if we did 10 plays in one evening? It just had a very festival feeling to it. So I brought it back, and our staff said, why don't we just do 10 10-minute plays in one evening, and we'll run it for 10 days. We then took it to the City of Pittsfield, mainly the cultural, powers that be here, and they said, yes, we want to do it. And almost instantly, within a couple of weeks, we had a number of organizations who all wanted to get involved doing 10-something for 10 days. One of the reasons, Joe, that we wanted to do it was we wanted to do it in February, when not a lot seemed to be happening culturally. And it just got us all working together. It's very, very collaborative. And we're really celebrating the arts in Pittsfield.
So, indeed you are. So, let us bring in Jennifer Glockner to the conversation, who is a director of Pittsfield's, director of cultural development in Pittsfield. Jennifer, so talk about how this fits into the larger picture and how you've brought all these entities together.
Well, as Julie said, this really, really is a collaborative effort from the beginning. In the staging, in the planning process of this over the last several months, it has been so fortuitous that, for example, the Berkshire International Film Festival is hosting the closing night party. It happens to be the Academy Awards that night.
Cool.
So it really, things have just come together. We're calling this one the biggest and best fest yet. We've got Berkshire International Film Festival involved. Wham Theater, who did a play here at Barrington Stage a few years back, is coming back because they happen to be doing some performances at Williams College and UAlbany. And so we asked them to fit it into the 10x10 festival, and they are on Friday the 13th. So we're just so excited. The things that I'm speaking of happened so often. It just happened that things were happening within the same week or two of the festival, and people just climbed on board. It's such a collaborative effort. And it is exactly, as Julie says, an ideal time to get people out of the house, especially after all of the snow.
God,
people,
yes.
People are in the winter. They've got the winter blues. So we're here to get them out of that winter funk and bring some great things to Pittsfield. For
Give us
to
something to see. Julie, tell us a little bit about the play titles and the playwrights and what we can expect from that aspect of the festival.
So, each is a 10-minute play. We start in September, and we send invitations to, 200, 250 playwrights. And oftentimes playwrights want to write a 10-minute play. If they're writing a really long play, they want to take a break and just do something that, they can whip off in a week or something like that, and sometimes a day or so. So this year we got 180 plays submitted, and we picked 10. And it's very interesting. We generally go for more than half the pieces are humorous. I think maybe two-thirds of them are, because I think people want to laugh in the winter. And they're just so much fun to do. We have a cast. We call it our repertory company, Joe, because it's a cast of six, and they play all the different roles, because there are many different roles if there are 10 plays.
Sure.
And there are a few things by well-known playwrights like John Cariani, who did Almost Maine. A lot of people know that work because it's done all over the country. He wrote a play for us called A Wish, a beautiful, beautiful 10-minute play. And then there are people that are just starting out. For instance, my daughter, believe it or not, submitted a play. She had acted in the festival for 2 years, has taken a break from acting, and she submitted a play anonymously, which is hysterical. I didn't know who wrote it, and I didn't know until we picked it that actually our producer said, you're not going to believe this, but your daughter wrote this play. It's called Visiting Dad, and it's about a man who's very scientific and how he wants to be remembered. Not going to say more than that. Then we have some wonderful local playwrights, Chris Newbound, who lives in the Berkshires, James McClendon, who lives in Amherst. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to get to know people's work whom maybe we don't know yet, but we'd like to get to know the playwrights.
Sure.
And in other cases, it's sort of a reunion because John Cariani has worked here several times. It's wonderful to continue to know him as a playwright.
And then as far as the other things going on through today, through the 22nd, Jennifer, give us a sense of what else is happening and how people can find out what is happening.
Yes, yes, of course. There are several family-friendly events going on, a couple of shows at the Colonial Theater. The Berkshire Museum is once again hosting 10 days of play, and there is a free community night involved with that on Wednesday the 18th. Included at the Colonial is Bill Blagg, who is a somewhat famous illusionist, so that is sure to be a good time. We've got Berkshire's Jazz involved in the festival once again, and that's on Saturday, February 21st. They are doing Bill Mays, who is a master pianist, is doing a jazz performance at Baba Louie's. For the first time ever, we are having fireworks, a winter fireworks display in the newly renovated Common in Pittsfield at Saturday, February 21st, there's going to be a party of sorts from 4 to 6, and the fireworks should go off right around 5:45, right at dusk, which is ideal for children who sometimes can't see fireworks in the summertime because they don't go off until 10 or later at night. So that is lovely. We have the 10x10 Real Art Party, which has been getting rave reviews over years past. This is their third year being involved in the festival. And that is very unusual. So far, there are 85 people that have submitted 10x10 pieces of original artwork. And for $25, you buy what's called an art ticks, and it's a lottery system of sorts. So if you have number 5 and they happen to pick number 5 first, you get the first choice at the artwork, which is on the walls at the Berkshire Museum in the Crane Room. That's Thursday the 19th. There's a reception beforehand, and then the art raffle starts at 7. So it's very exciting, and you come away with some amazing artwork from regional artists that sometimes would cost you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And for $25, you come home with this wonderful piece of artwork. Several things happening at the Whitney Center for the Arts, which is the former women's club on Wendell Avenue, including a comedy show, a 10 shorts, it's called, a multidisciplinary, multicultural work by Berkshire-based performing artists, and Gypsy Lane, who is becoming famous around the region. They are doing a performance as well. They're burlesque, homegrown burlesque and cabaret troupe. That's next weekend. So there really is something for everyone. Barrington Stage, the main stage, is once again hosting Dance 10, which is a celebration of community dance schools and ensembles. It's 10 dance groups from around the Berkshires get up and perform on the main stage at Barrington Stage, so it's very exciting for the performers and for the audience as well. It's great community exposure. All of this information, because as you can see, I'm exhausted just talking about it, is available at discoverpittsfield.com, discoverpittsfield.com.
The fourth annual 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival will be held in Pittsfield today through February 22nd. Barrington Stage Company's 10x10 New Play Festival opens tonight and runs through the 1st of March. For more information, indeed, you can go to discoverpittsfield.com, discoverpittsfield.com. You can also go to barringtonstageco.org, barringtonstageco.org, or wamc.org/roundtable, where we have the links to both there, wamc.org/roundtable, or again, discoverpittsfield.com or barringtonstageco.org. org. It is a great pleasure to have you both on the program. Thank you so much for being with us and explaining what is happening over this great time, over the 10x10 Festival. Barrington Stage Company's Artistic Director Julianne Boyd, Pittsfield's Director of Cultural Development Jennifer Glockner, thank you so much for being with us and have a wonderful festival, and thank you for the great work you're doing for the community.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.